Anti-drug classes in the 1970s unintentionally taught kids how to take drugs, not prevent them. It happened again in the 90s. That's why school board member Sarah Fowler wondered about ramping up these classes again.
I've talked to some former instructors from DARE who even discouraged that as the means of communication for the drug problem, feeling like retrospectively that it may have contributed to the problem.
But programs like DARE have a new way of doing things, according to Amy O'Grady from the State Attorney General's office.
They've actually changed the curriculum to allow a lot more social-emotional learning curriculum, particularly in the lower grade levels.
Social-emotional learning is meant to teach children how to make good decisions. O'Grady says every district can try its own method of drug prevention, but the AG's office wants schools to report back to the state on how they do it. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Mark Uricki.